You're listening to the Writing Momentum Podcast with authors Christopher and Gina Mazzelli, where you'll discover more about writing, publishing, building your author brand, and selling your book. Now, here's your hosts, Chris and Gina.
You've always dreamed of writing a book, but where do you start?
We can help with that.
Hi, and welcome to the Writing Momentum Podcast. I'm Gina Mazzelli, and this is my husband, Christopher Mazzelli. We're so glad you're here, and we are talking today to what we love to call emerging writers. Ooh. These are people who are new to the party, and they're wondering where to start.
Hey, you're welcome to the party. We're so glad to have you.
Welcome to the party.
Here's something a lot of new writers may not realize. If you're a new writer, you may not realize this. There is room in this for all of us, right? This is not a competition. That's part of the reason we created this podcast, and we have Writing Momentum, our website, and we have a lot of ways that we help other writers because we don't believe we're in competition with one another, right? There is plenty of space out there for all of us to have success. And so we are so glad to have you along this ride with us. That's part of where you start is just realizing, hey, you're not alone in this.
That's right. You are not alone in this. And we want to give you some practical tips for where to start, though, because I think there's a lot of people, because we meet them. We meet people all the time who, you know, I've always wanted to write a book or I've had this idea for a book. Mm-hmm. And yet they wonder, okay, where do I even start with this?
Where do I even go?
Right. And so we want to give you just a few ideas of just where to go to get your feet wet, to start figuring out how to get started in this.
That's right.
So, Chris, kick us off. Where do people go and what do they do? Where do they start when they know they want to write a book?
So when you want to write a book, the first thing, of course, you want to do is you want to decide on what genre you're writing in. In other words, what kind of book will this be? Will it be a fiction book? Will it be a nonfiction book? Will it be a fantasy book, a sci-fi book, a memoir, self-help book? What kind of book? A children's book? And here's why you need to know that. Because every kind of book has its own little quirks that work in the market. A children's picture book, for instance, is almost always 32 pages. Now, if you don't know that going in, you might start writing something that isn't a children's book at all, but you think you're writing a children's book. So you've got to kind of find out what are the unspoken rules behind the kind of book that you want to write, behind that genre that you're writing in, right? What makes books in that genre work? Because remember, books have been around for a long time. So people have tried all kinds of different things. And that doesn't mean there are not outliers, but it does mean that when you're starting out, you want to know what the rules are before you try to break.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, though, that you have to remember is, like Chris said, every genre has a kind of the things that are included in there that have to be in there. It would be like writing a romance, but not introducing the two characters.
The character triangle, right? Every romance has a character triangle. That's a key to the romance
genre. So there are these keys that are included in these genres in each genre. And it can be things like page count. Like Chris said, children's picture books are usually 32 pages, but a children's chapter book is going to be different. A children middle grade novel is going to be different. A self-help book is going to be different. Just to give you an idea, an autobiography of a well-known person can run up to 200,000 words. But you know what? A self-help book talking about helping people overcome something or gain knowledge in something, it's probably only going to be about 40,000 words, 45,000. So there's these kind of rules that you have to know before you break them. But even going deeper in that, what are the elements that you need in each book, each genre that you want to do, that you need to include in order for that genre to be successful or your book to be successful? And here's the thing about that. A lot of emerging writers will say, well, I want to write this book. And then they'll come up with all these ideas about how to make it different from anything else that's out on the market. And the problem with that is that you are going to have a harder time narrowing down who your reader is, because readers have an expectation of what they're going to get when they read in the genre that they want to read in. So if they're reading in a specific genre, they're reading your book, you tell them that it's one thing, and then you're throwing in elements from all these other genres, then that's going to confuse them. And a confused reader is not a repeat reader. They may not want to come back and read your book too. So that's why it's just really important to understand what the elements are for each kind.
And it's not that you can't be creative with those kind of things, right? Once you're more established, you can do all kinds of things to break the rules. But again, you've got to know the rules before you can break them. And I recommend to not just know the rules, but practice the rules, right? So write some of those just regular books before you try to do something really unusual. That said, a lot of people make very successful careers just sticking with the rules. So there's nothing wrong with sticking with the rules. I love sticking with the rules on a lot of things that I write because I know it will work and it'll be successful. So when I start writing in a new genre, one of the things I will do is I will start reading in that genre. I will read other books that are like the kind of book I want to write. So if I want to write a biography, I'm going to start reading biographies. And here's the key. I'm not just going to read them. I'm going to start outlining them. I'm going to figure out what are the authors of these books doing in each one that I like. And as you do that for each book, you're going to suddenly start seeing patterns and you're going to realize how those kind of books work.
Yes. And he really does. Chris really does. When he's like, I'm thinking about writing in this genre, he'll start pulling out books. He will open them up. He will start outlining them. Because that's what it does. You're not just reading those books as a fan. You're now reading them with an analytical view. Mm-hmm. You're saying, okay, where did this person start? Where did this author start? Where did they go? How did they end their chapters? How did they start their chapters? How did they treat their dialogue? How did they move their reader through this? If it's a nonfiction book, if it's something they're trying to teach, how did they move that person mm-hmm. through it? What elements did they include? Maybe within the chapters or at the end of the chapters to help with that. What kind of element did they add at the end of the book that might help this book not only be an individual book, but maybe it becomes a group study or a group reading project, something like that. So there are so many different things that you can gain just by really paying attention to how a book is written and really dissecting it and outlining it, like what Chris is talking about.
There is a wonderful book out there called 20 Master Plots by Ronald Tobias. 20 Master Plots is for fiction writers. It's based on Aristotle's 3 structure, but he shows 20 different kinds of plots fiction writers can use based on that 3X structure and shows you what needs to happen in Act 1, in Act 2, and in Act 3. This is a resource I love. I use it all the time. Anytime I'm writing fiction, I will find the kind of book that fiction book is in 20 Master Plots, and I will read that chapter and make sure that I'm hitting all the beats. So again, that's 20 Master Plots by Ronald Tobias. Very good book. Go ahead and get that one. It's available on Amazon.
And we can put the listing down in the show notes as well.
Yes, we sure can. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Now, you said a couple of things there, Chris, that I think would actually might scare some emerging writers. You used words like Aristotle and 3-act structure. Yeah. And now for some people, they may know exactly what you're talking about. But for the truly brand new person, I just want to say, don't get scared off by these terms. Mm-hmm. They're not as complicated, and you know who Aristotle is, but you're going to read how the 3-act structure really goes back to Aristotle mm-hmm. and how you can apply it. And you probably already do apply it. You just don't know you apply it.
Yeah, so something like the 3-act structure is kind of just, when we say things like that, it's just shorthand for essentially beginning, middle, and end. That's what the 3-act structure is. It's the beginning of the book, the middle of the book, and the end of the book. And then it gets, as you start to dig into it, you start to see certain things that have to happen in the beginning of the book, have to happen in the middle of the book, have to happen at the end of the book for it to conform to those rules that we know create a good story, right? So it's going to become familiar with those, but don't let those scare you off. Get something like 20 master plots and he will walk you through those for many different genres of fiction.
Absolutely.
Books.
And also, like Chris said, by understanding this, it just makes your book more desirable and more satisfying to your reader. So you want to definitely bring those together. But we're going to also suggest that you do something that we have talked many times about on this podcast, and we will continue to beat this drum, and that is to enter the writing world. I know that it can be scary when it's when you're completely brand new and you don't really know what you're doing, maybe, and you kind of think that all of a sudden a spotlight is going to drop out of the ceiling and light up and tell everybody that you don't deserve to be there. We are telling you, you absolutely deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about this writing world and what it is and why it's important.
So here's the cool thing. If you've never heard us talk about the writing world, here's what we mean. There's a whole subworld out there that we call the writing world. It is a place where writers get together and have conferences where they talk about writing and publishing. It's a place where writers get together on a weekly basis and have small groups, and they share the chapters they've written and they critique each other's chapters to help make them better writers. And it's always hopefully very encouraging. It's a place where you can attend workshops or join Facebook groups where people are constantly putting out memes and tips and great things about being a writer. And it's a place where you can make instant friends because you have something in common.
Yeah.
It's a very supportive place that we have found. Often when we get connected with other writers, we're like, hey, these are our people, right?
Yes.
We feel like we are together in this thing. And that's what we mean by the writing world. Almost every profession, I think, has something like this. It's where groups of people in that who all like that thing get together and learn from each other. But you have to seek it out a little bit. It's not like it's just going to drop into your lap or you're just going to walk out of your house and suddenly meet another writer, right? You've got to seek it out. Are there conferences near me? Are there workshops? Are there podcasts like this that you can listen to? Is there an online space? That's why we created Writing Moments, which is our online space where we get together with other writers every week and we work on our individual projects together. You can go to writingmomentum.com to find out about that. But we love having a writer community because it helps us see ourselves as writers.
Yes. And I also want to encourage you to check out your local library. A lot of times local libraries will have, they'll have groups that'll get together. And a lot of times they're free. Or you can find, like Chris said, Facebook groups. But look locally, look online. There are a lot of resources out there. And here's the thing. You're going to go, and whether you're online or you're just in person, wherever, and you're going to feel really uncomfortable at first. Like I said, you're expecting the big spotlight to drop out of the ceiling. It's not going to happen. And you're going to go, and the first time you'll take something away. And it'll be something maybe a little bit simple, but that's okay. You're seeing it. The next time you go, you're going to get something a little deeper, or you're going to hear something new. And before you know it, all these little kind of elements, these extra little tidbits that you're picking up here and there, they're going to start playing out in your writing. You're going to be sitting down and you're going to be journaling, or you're going to be writing your story. And all of this is going to start coming together and you're going to learn, oh, he was talking about the three-act structure. I know what that is. Oh, I know what I've got to include in that first act, or I know what I've got to do here in my chapter, in this chapter, for whatever it is. I know what I need to do because of all these little tidbits.
Yeah, until one day you're going to attend a talk or a conference and someone is going to be up there talking about what they're talking, you know, about this certain topic they have. And you're going to be thinking, I could have taught this, right? Because you have sat under so much and soaked up that information that you'll realize you know it. Like, you know this stuff.
Right.
And so, yeah, absolutely embrace the writing world.
And when that happens, when you're at that conference or you're at that online workshop or you're wherever you are and you're in the writing world and you know what they're talking about and you think, I could have taught this, do us a favor. Make sure you look around and look for the other emerging new writers who have that glazed look that absolute fear that spotlight's going to drop out of the ceiling on them, and just pay it backwards, whatever the expression would be. Just be that encouragement to that other new emerging writer at that point.
Yeah. And no matter where you are right now, here's a mind shift we want to encourage you to have. Say out loud, I am a writer. You can say it right now as you're listening to this podcast. You're in your car, you're out on a walk. Say, I am a writer. Now, that may seem funny to say that. You may be saying that and thinking, yeah, but I'm not. Like, I've not published anything. I didn't say I'm a published author. I said, I am a writer. If you sit down to write, you are a writer. If this is what you want to do, you are a writer. So say it. I'm a writer. Own it. I am a writer. See yourself as a writer. And that mind shift will begin to take place in your brain. And it's just something you become.
This is one of the biggest hurdles that you will have to overcome. Writing comes with a lot of insecurity and a lot of unknowing and a lot of, oh, can I do this? Will I be able to do it? Will it be good enough? What if it's not as good? There's all of these things. Making that mind shift, that mindset shift that says, yes, I'm a writer. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today, and that's okay. Making that and just owning it and going with it is one of the biggest hurdles that you'll have to overcome. And it's the biggest hurdle that any writer has to overcome, to be brave enough to just enter into this creative space and go for it.
Just accept it. Hey, I'm a writer. Yep. And so here's some very practical things you can do. As you own that idea of your writer, right? One, write every single day. Every single day, take some time and just sit down and write. Now, you don't have to be, you know, religious about it, or if you miss a day, you feel bad about it. No, don't do that. Just go ahead and say, like, I'm going to try and write every single day. And every day, either you create a time goal, like I'm going to sit down and write for 30 minutes, or go ahead and create a word goal. I'm going to go ahead and write 500 words, right? Whatever it is, you go ahead and make that your goal, set a timer or track your word count, and just do it on a regular basis. And as you begin to do that, you're going to find yourself going, oh, I'm getting better at this, right? It's because it's going to become a habit.
Right.
And that's what you want it to be, is a habit. And if you're wondering kind of where to proceed with that, I encourage you to listen to the last podcast we recorded. It was about how do you finish your book. We talk about some of those hurdles that you can come across and how important it is to just write and finish what you're writing, even if it's not great. Because here's a big secret in the writing world. The first draft is almost never very good at all.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's part of the process.
And the other thing I'll just reiterate is just reading in your genre. Whatever genre you enjoy, just go ahead and read in it. Make sure that you're working and kind of learning. Because, and we talked about reading it analytically, but also just read to keep yourself abreast of what's happening in that genre.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, of course, there's more writing books. We mentioned 20 Master Plots by Ronald Tobias. There's other writing books that are out there. Get some of those. There's writing courses online. We have some of our own. There's a lot of other really great ones out there too. Find some courses that you can learn about your genre, learn about writing, and just become better every day.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a place to join online, you're looking for a way to be a part of the writing world, we just invite you to join us on Writing Moment. Go to writingmomentum.com and you'll find the information there. We meet on Wednesdays at noon central for an hour. We have a small teaching, and then we have just co-writing. We're each writing and working on our own projects. So yeah, join us. We'd love to have you.
Hey, if this is a podcast that you enjoyed, we'd ask you to please subscribe to it, because we don't want you to miss any of the others. And you can go back and listen to some of the other ones we've had. If you know someone who you think, man, I think they might be a writer and I think they would be really encouraged by this, please share this podcast with them. That's how we get the message out that, hey, we're not all trying to do this alone, because we don't believe writing is a solitary venture. We believe it's something that we do together. Because when we write together,
we have writing momentum.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Writing Momentum Podcast with authors Christopher and Gina Maselli. Don't forget to subscribe and get the show notes at writingmomentum.com/podcast. Until next time, we hope that you have writing momentum.